Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. Excuse me. We're talking about countdown to the destiny of America. Countdown to the destiny of America. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the fact that in approximately 20 days, you and I will make a choice as to what kind of America we want to live in. It's very clear in the scripture. It's very, very definitive in what the Bible says in Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness exalts the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in a sin-soaked society, living in a world today where it seems as though sin is to be elevated and sanctity is to be prosecuted. No matter sanctity of life. We're looking at today the dangers before us if we make the wrong choice in 22 days. It seems to be on every hand as I look out across the world and as I read hundreds and hundreds of articles from around the globe in relationship to the society, the world in which we're living in. There seems to be a constant sense of fear, anxiety, uneasiness that seems to permeate our nation and the globe. And when you listen to the White House press secretary, ladies and gentlemen, there's a soup salad, a word salad, the answer for every question. One begins to wonder if anyone's really in charge in Washington today. And yet we will have an opportunity to cast a vote. Some states, in fact, the state of Georgia, the voting started yesterday or today. Our voting will start in the state of Florida next Monday. I believe I'm correct on the dates. We'll have an opportunity to make a decision on the trajectory of our nation. If we'll continue in a constitutional republic, or if we're going to be denigrated to a third world banana republic where the socialist Marxist agenda prevails. And I believe that it is required upon every citizen to vote. And for every Christian, may I say, we have dual citizenship. We're citizens in the world in which we're living in, and at the same time, we're citizens of heaven, according to Scripture. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, in particular as we look at it today, let me remind you that we're looking through the prism of what I call a central biblicist worldview. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, the Lord Jesus says, "I am truth." And further in John 17:17, he said, the Lord Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." In Psalms 117:2, it says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever. And so may I commend to you the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God that should be the truth book that directs our lives." Truth is not embraced today. Truth is rejected. Truth is denied. Truth is dissed, as the world calls it. George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, made a statement. He said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we see that to be absolutely true. I can use that term, true today. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I challenge us each and every day with those words. I believe that it's time as Christians we stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. I believe it's time as Christians we cast our vote for that which is moral, ethical, and biblical, and we have the opportunity to do so in the next 20 days. So may I challenge you today as we face the issues, we talk about the fact that we're at a countdown to the destiny of America. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, ladies and gentlemen, with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The staff can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old San Augustine Road. There's a wonderful benchmark. Oh, glory, the U.S. flag is flowing on a flagpole about 165 feet in the air. Find that flag in the flagpole, and the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the full staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the people of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, lest I forget it, the telephone number to reach us is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, that we might entertain your question, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at a time today when all of us have watched and listened to the, if you please, the nonsense that's taking place in Washington. We all sit back with a sense of awe. I don't know about you, but it's awesome, and I am awed each and every time I watch some of the statements coming out of the White House, the press secretary, and Joe Biden's own mouth, some of the things that's being said. Some of the things are being said about the from the mouth of the one that's head of the Homeland Security, and they're saying that the border is safe. The Biden administration is now saying we have no inflation, that inflation is under control. The Biden administration is telling us that the borders are safe. There's no danger at the border. Never mind the fact that we'll have, by the end of this year, we're told, over 5 million illegals that have invaded America and destroyed the southern border, and yet we're told everything is okay. Ladies and gentlemen, what's really the problem? What's the root problem? I believe, ladies and gentlemen, the root problem, if I can say this very concisely, as Christians and as conservatives, we know that the answer is that America has abandoned God. We've abandoned God. We've abandoned God's word. This administration, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the persecution and the prosecution of everything that's ethical and moral and spiritual and honest. And the administration, ladies and gentlemen, let me just give you three succinct statements about this administration, where it stands. We're going to introduce our guest today and have an opportunity for you to join in the dialogue and discussion as we talk about these issues, what's at stake for this election, what we're going to look at after the election, what's the potential of a recession and or depression coming next year? Will Joe Biden remain in office? Do we believe that what they're doing at the Boston University and the research that's making the COVID-19 pathogen about 80 times more deadly than it presently has been? We're going to talk about several issues that I think come to a crescendo at the ballot box on November the 8th, and we make that decision. Countdown to the destiny of America. Ladies and gentlemen, this administration stands for the LGBTQ agenda in our schools and our colleges and our universities with our military and with the medical system and every branch of government. there's a fixation in the minds and the hearts of Joe Biden and all of his handlers. And I say handlers because I don't think he makes a conscious, deliberate decision on anything. He is the puppet for George Soros. George Soros' puppet is Barack Hussein Obama, and that is the trickle-down puppeteer work that's taking place in the Beltway in Washington. But ladies and gentlemen, this administration stands for the socialist Marxist agenda that will destroy our national borders, will destroy our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, our national problem today is not racism. The national problem today is not a matter of whether or not there's enough abortion to go around. Our national problem is not, ladies and gentlemen, whether or not there should be equity or equality as it is touted today. That's buzz terms for racism that's being pushed by the CRT in our schools. Those are not the issue, real problems. The real problem is we've turned our back on God. We've disavowed and disallowed God in the marketplace today. We've basically blasphemed anything that's called the place of God, the people of God, and the purpose of God in society today. The current president, Joe Biden, and the Marxist Democrat agenda is laser focused on abortion, the murder of human beings in the mother's womb. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know of anything else that I believe would be considered a stench in the nostrils of God that will cause God to judge a nation than what we're seeing in the relationship to abortion. And the Biden administration is not satisfied with abortion in America. They want to export abortion on demand. And ladies and gentlemen, I listened to a female candidate running for one of the state seats. I've forgotten which one and what state. But she is for abortion at any time from conception to birth. Makes no difference with her. It's simply abortion. And I don't know, but it seems as though there's a demonic control in relationship to the mindset about killing our people today, murder, genocide of human beings. There's no focus on the protection of life, but the focus, ladies and gentlemen, is on a culture of death with the transgenderism, the forced COVID jabs, the deceit that's taking place, and the death of life as God intends for it to be. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say this very succinctly. David Barton says that in 2020, over 40 million Christians did not vote. Just very recently, Matt Staver with Liberty Counsel said in the 2022 election, that's the one coming up in about 20 days, that about 25 million Christians will not vote. Every Christian, every conservative, every patriot, I believe must wake up today. I believe that if I would call this issue today any other title, be called a wake-up call. Ladies and gentlemen, we must vote. We cannot allow rain, sleet, or snow, as the old cliche goes, to prevent us from going to the polls and voting on November the 8th. The destiny of America hangs in the very balance. Our vote will determine whether or not America continues as a constitutional republic, as I said earlier, or whether we're going to plummet into the abyss of complete socialism. Every vote counts. And I could sit here today and talk about the different elections that I've been involved in to see the candidate winning by just a handful of votes. On one occasion, one legislator went to Tallahassee as a result of two votes placed him in office. Two votes made the difference. So, ladies and gentlemen, I urge you, I beg you, I plead with you today, do not sit at home and say, my vote doesn't count. That's a demonic delusion. Every vote counts. Ladies and gentlemen, people may change. Politicians may change. Policies may change. Presidents may change. But God never changes. In fact, I want to just touch on a very brief article, then we're going to introduce our guest. I'm looking at Franklin Graham's statement in Decision Magazine, September of 2022. In part, he says, there's no doubt that the culture has changed radically in a very short time. We've gone from a society that recognizes and encouraged the sanctity of life and marriage to one that is virtually anti-life and constantly undermines the pivotal role of a stable family. Drugs, violence, immorality of all kinds have swept over our world in ways that we have never imagined just a few decades ago. Hostility toward Christianity and believers is found in virtually every segment of society, education, politics, the public square. He further states, what really troubles me is the number of pulpits that fall prey to the whims of culture and fail miserably to declare the truth of God's word. Far too many preachers are afraid of what their peers may say, of what their congregations may think, if they boldly proclaim the scriptures. Shame on them, Franklin Graham says. The Bible has a lot to say about shepherds who lead their flocks astray by failing to feed them on the truth of scripture. If you're in a church where the word of God is not fully proclaimed and the commands of scripture are compromised, get out. Find a church home where scripture is treasured, where the word is preached in undiluted manner. Culture may say the homosexuality is okay. Well, it's not okay with God. In Romans, he warns us that because people turn their backs on him, his wrath will be poured out against unrighteousness and ungodliness. For this reason, God gave them up to their vile passions, he goes on to say. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't have said it any more succinctly, but I believe that's what's at stake in America today with this vote. And I'm delighted to have our good friend, Mike Hill. Mike Hill is the former District 1 representative for the state of Florida. Congressman Hill, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for taking your time out of a busy, busy schedule to have this privilege and this opportunity that we call it, and having you as our special guest. Mike, you've heard my dialogue and discussion and the brief monologue. What are some of your thoughts? What's the takeaway in summary of what you've heard?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me on your show today. It's always a privilege to be a part of your show. And I agree with you 100%. And what we are seeing right now, Dr. Youngblood, in America and really around the world, is there are two sides that you can choose. You can either choose the biblical worldview or the humanist secular worldview. And that's the dividing line. The biblical worldview is that you adhere to what the Word of God says. And the secularist worldview is that you do what you think is right in your own eyes, which will always lead to failure, which will always lead to disaster. And I agree with what you read in the article from why does his name just escape
Frank,
me? You just
Franklin Graham.
That you just read from Franklin Graham that the church has become anemic and it needs to speak out, be a driving force in our culture instead of the other way around, letting culture drive the church.
You're exactly right. In fact, I'm looking at one headline that said American churches are closing faster than new ones can open. More than half the American churches say there are not members enough to fill the pews and to continue to operate the churches. I'm staggered by that, and yet it makes sense when we understand that as a result of COVID, and many churches staying closed for a year, year and a half at the edict of the federal and state governments and want to be dictators on the local levels, as a result of that, it simply, in my opinion, sped up the apostasy that the Bible had spoken of and warned us about as the future. But I'm concerned today, Congressman, with where we're going in the next 22 days, approximately 20 days, I would say, as far as this election is concerned. Would you just, in your own words, succinctly state what you see is at stake, what you see needs to be done, and what are your projections as to what will take place November the 8th? Where will we be as a nation? What do you think is going to be the result of this election?
What I think we're going to see, Dr. Youngblood, is that Republicans are going to retake the House, and I believe are in a very good position to retake the Senate also. And that is not because there are going to be enough Christians who will go out and vote, even though they should. It is your duty, your responsibility to to go out and vote, and not to believe this nonsense of separation of church and state and trying to hide behind the facade that my responsibility is to share the gospel and nothing else. No, your responsibility is to occupy until the Lord Jesus returns. And that means being an active member of our society, influencing it for good. Now, having said that, I think that Republicans are going to take the House and the Senate. Do I believe that that is going to mean a dramatic change in the direction of politics of which our country is going right now? And sadly, I'll have to say, no, I don't think so. And that's because of the Republican leadership we have right now. We have Kevin McCarthy, who is in line to be the Speaker of the House, and Mitch McConnell in line to be the Senate President. And neither one of them are leaders that I believe are worthy of that position. They behave too much like the Democrats in the first place.
Right.
Now, when we come to the 2024 presidential election, I believe that should President Trump decide to run, he will win. And at that time, having a majority in the House and the Senate, I think with his leadership, we will start to see some big changes. But again, probably not as necessary and dramatic as Christians want it to be and what it needs to be.
Absolutely. And that was the article I read earlier, just a little tidbit of a broad three-page article in the September Decision magazine by Franklin Graham. I'm looking at another major pivotal article about the election in Decision magazine, October 2022. The title of it is, Can We Still Turn Back? And it's by Franklin Graham. He goes on to say, on November the 8th, tens of millions of voters will head to the polls across America in the most crucial, critical midterm election in modern history. To say that much is at stake is a gross understatement. It isn't just control of Congress. It may be our last chance to stop the immoral, ungodly policies that have brought our great nation to the moral brink of disaster. The floodgates of Sodom and Gomorrah have seemingly swung wide open in the past 2 years. The spirit of Antichrist is pervading our nation, hating the things of God. Many of our leaders now advocate for and defend such abnormalities as behavior as same-sex marriage and gay rights. They are staunch supporters of transgenderism, which is nothing but a lie from hell. Those who flaunt this ungodly lifestyle are sold out and devoted to taking this lie as far as it can go and reaching our children, the next generation, through our educational system. They don't care if a biological male goes into the girls' public bathrooms under the guise of being a female. I say disguise because there's no such thing as transgenderism. It's all man-made, made up, the word, by a godless culture that openly defies God and openly defies God's unique creation of male and female. Every infant, in every hospital, in every state, and indeed the whole world, is born genetically a boy or a girl, end quote. Congressman, I read that simply because that seems to be the pivotal issue on the socialist Marxist Democratic agenda for November the 8th. In a litany of issues that we're faced with in America, what would you say is the top issue that's on the hearts and the minds of both secular America and Christian America? What's the most serious number one, number two, three issue that you see as we go to the ballot box and vote?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, I believe what it is right now is the economy. Economics, I think, is the number one issue that is going to drive people to the ballot box in November. And that's why I believe that Republicans are going to win, because under this Biden regime and Democrats being in charge, we have seen our economy just tank. It is in at levels that we have not seen since the 1980s. Inflation is sky high. Everything, the cost of everything has gone up. You go to a grocery store, you try to purchase a car, purchase a home, and it all gas. It all costs so much more than it did just before Joe Biden came into office. And they can't say that that's a result of what was happening when Trump was in office and he is simply trying to clean it up. No, that's just a flat-out lie. It is because of their policies, their spending, Federal Reserve spending trillions of dollars. And what we are seeing is that there are too many dollars chasing too few goods, which is causing inflation, causing the price of everything to go up. Our gross domestic product is in decline. Production is in decline. And all of this is because of decisions that were made by the Biden regime and what we see coming out of Congress. It is the economy that I believe is going to drive people to go out and vote out the Democrats, because they can see clearly that it is Democrat policies, their socialist, communist policies that have destroyed our economy, and they don't want it anymore. They want to be able to buy food, clothing for their children, provide a good place for them to live and to sleep. So I believe that is the number one issue which is going to drive people. I wish it was something else. I know the Democrats are trying to make murder, abortion of preborns in the womb, trying to make that the number one issue, but it is not. It is the economy that is going to drive us to go to the polls and vote in November.
Congressman, I'm glad you made mention of that. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with former Congressman District 1 in the state of Florida. He is a Christian conservative. And I am thankful for the opportunity we have to talk about a very serious issue today, and that's the upcoming election in about 20 days. November the 8th is the election day, the last day for voting. And so we're talking about the very serious issues that I believe need to grasp, to grip the hearts of every conservative, every patriot, every Christian, and should motivate us to vote. And I say that, Congressman Hill, because as we look at what is taking place, I believe that the Biden family, the entire Biden cabal, I believe they're fully compromised and controlled by China and Russia, and I believe this is the very reason we're seeing the billions being poured into Ukraine. Now, I've got a whole sheaf of articles about that. Do you believe that Joe Biden is compromised to China or to Russia and the Biden family, and linked on that, if the Republicans take the House and control the Senate, will there be any investigation that has any semblance of seriousness if they take control in January?
Well, there should be, Dr. Youngblood, but I don't think there will be. There should be an impeachment of Joe Biden. There should be an impeachment of Christopher Wray, who heads up the FBI. There should be an impeachment of Merrick Garland, the Department of Justice Secretary, and not because Democrats did it to Trump as retribution. No, it should be done because it is justified. Biden has been derelict of his duties. We see an open border with fentanyl coming across and thousands, hundreds of thousands of Americans dying of overdose of this synthetic drug coming from China. And we see how Garland has weaponized the Department of Justice against Christians, who are simply standing for the biblical worldview. And Christopher Wray and the FBI are raiding Christians' homes.
Yes. Congressman, hold your thought there. Ladies and gentlemen, hang on. Don't turn your dials. We'll be at the top of the hour news for about 1 minute. Be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.